today's contestants, a writer and stay-at-home mom from Hutto, Texas, Sarah Jett Raver. A library associate from Metairie, Louisiana, Sean Dugat. And our returning champion, an accountant from Boston, Massachusetts, Tim Latham, whose one day cash winnings total $21,200. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. I like to see Johnny on camera. It's been a good week for us here on Jeopardy. We've had a couple of modest wins and then larger ones, such as Tim's yesterday. In the Double Jeopardy round, he got his momentum going, and it paid off handsomely. Could happen to Sarah and Sean. We'll find out. Here we go. Now the categories for the three of you. First off, get your kicks. You'll deal with the Nifty 50s, state flag subjects. There will be two sets of double letters in each correct response. Double letter times two. Then it's the world economy. Stupid. And the word stupid will come up in each correct response. Tim, off you go.
Let's go stupid for 1,000.
In National Lampoon's Animal House, Dean Wormer tells Flounder, "This four-word state is no way to go through life, son." Tim?
What is fat, dumb, and stupid?
Nope. Sean or Sarah? Tim realizes that instead of saying dumb, it's drunk.
My fat, favorite part.
Fat, drunk, and stupid. Go again.
Stupid, 800.
Ryan Gosling takes Steve Carell in hand when Steve's marriage unravels in this 2011 film. Sarah?
What is crazy, stupid love?
Right.
Stupid for 600.
A Lockheed aviation engineer is often credited with coining this principle, abbreviated KISS. Tim.
What is keep it simple, stupid?
Yes.
It's the world economy, 1,000.
This country, with a GDP of $4.15 trillion, is Europe's biggest economy. Tim.
What is Germany?
Good, you're on the plus side again.
The world economy, 8.
Cambodia has one of the world's lowest rates of this, around 0.2%, but many workers struggle to make ends meet. Sarah.
What is unemployment?
Right.
The Nifty 50s for 200.
On November 3rd, 1957, Laika, the dog, became the first living creature to orbit Earth on the second of these Soviet satellites. Tim?
What is Sputnik?
That's it.
The Nifty 50s, 1,000.
In 1952 and in 1956, Dwight Eisenhower beat this Democrat in presidential elections. Sarah.
Who is Adlai Stevenson?
Correct.
Stupid for 400, please.
The movie Forrest Gump gave us this five-word adage. Sean?
What is stupid is as stupid does?
That's it.
Double letter number... number two. Double letter for 600.
Destitute. To the point of having no sense of your surroundings. Tim.
What is penniless?
That's the word.
Double letter, 1,000.
As a verb, it means to support. In architecture, it's an external prop made to steady a structure. Tim.
What is buttress?
Buttress, that's
it. Double letter, 8.
Occupationally, it's someone who fells trees. Tim.
What is a woodcutter?
Good.
Nifty 50s, 8.
This first nuclear submarine was launched in 1954. And that was the Nautilus. Back to you, Tim.
Get your kicks, 600.
This online platform says its mission is to help bring creative projects to life. Tim.
What is Kickstarter?
That's it.
Get your kicks, 8.
This nine-letter word precedes kick to mean a runner's heightened pace at the end of a distance race. That's when you need your finishing kick. Tim.
Kicks, 1,000.
In a Cole Porter classic, I get no kick from this beverage, but I get a kick out of you. Sean.
What is champagne?
That's it, and that takes you to 1,400. And we're into our first commercial break, which means we're coming back shortly. Sarah Jett Rayburn is from Texas. She's a stay-at-home mom and a writer who, at the age of 19, wrote a YA novel, a young adult novel?
Yes, that's right. It was about some cheerleaders who worshipped a pom-pom empowered by the goddess Athena. You know, because cheerleaders, you know, can be competitive in Texas, and this group was a little bit sinister. They actually called me the teen sensation writer on the cover, even though I had never published anything, and I really haven't published anything again, you know, except online.
Way to go.
Thank you, Alex.
Sean Dugas. I would pronounce it Dugas.
It's because you're from Canada.
Thank you. You're from Metairie, Louisiana.
Yeah.
You once ate a burrito, it says here, right next to Matthew Broderick.
That's right. I lived in New York for a while, and I went with some friends to a national burrito franchise. And it's New York, so every place is crowded all the time. And by the time I went to sit down, it was next to Ferris Bueller. And he got a burrito bowl. And I was super uncomfortable the entire time talking to my friends, because I knew if he wanted to, he could overhear me. And I was like, oh, does he think that's a funny joke? Does he think that was interesting, that point I brought up? And I'm sure he still thinks about it to this day.
I'm sure he does. Tim Lathan is our champion. He is an accountant who also at one time was a Boy Scout, became an Eagle Scout, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Recently, as you heard, I'm sure, the Eagle Scouts have filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah,
they're going through some rough times.
They haven't asked me for my services yet, but
no.
I'll wait.
Okay. All right, let's get back into this. Sean, you gave me the last correct response, which means you make the next selection for a clue.
It's the world economy for 600.
Along with pineapples, these fruits are the top agricultural export of Costa Rica. Sean.
What are bananas?
Bananas, yes.
Nifty 50s for 600.
Answer there, the Daily Double. And you're in a position to take the lead.
All of it.
All of it. All right. Many workers united in 1955 when these two labor unions merged.
What are the AFL and CIO?
That's it. You're in the lead.
Double letter for 400.
It's the woodwind instrument heard here. Sarah?
What is bassoon?
Bassoon, yes.
A double letter for 200.
Enjoy this beverage in a shop, house, or clutch. Sarah?
What is coffee?
Yeah.
All right, nifty 50s for 400.
After achieving a miraculous feat in 1954, he wrote the 4-minute mile. Sarah?
Who is Jim Thorpe?
No. Tim.
Who's Bannister?
Roger Bannister, the Englishman.
State flag, 1,000.
On Missouri's flag, two of these large predators, once plentiful there, stand atop a scroll on which the state's motto appears. And those animals are bears. Tim?
State flag, 800.
It's the only state that currently has different designs on the back and front. The reverse of its flag is seen here. Sean?
What is Oregon?
Oregon, correct.
State flags for 600.
Controversially, the state flag of Mississippi bears this other flag in the canton. Tim.
What is the Confederate flag?
Right, less than a minute.
World economy 4.
This activity accounts for half the GDP of the Bahamas. Sean.
What is tourism?
Yes.
State flags for 400.
These two heavenly sights appear on Alaska's state flag. Tim?
What are the sun and the moon?
No. Sean?
What are the Big Dipper and the North Star?
That's it.
Get your kicks for 400.
Here's Jimmy.
According to the U.S. Soccer Federation, a referee uses an arm raised at a 45-degree angle to signal for either a throw-in or a direct one of these.
Signaling for a free kick. Sean?
Kicks for 200.
The Grand Battement is a high kicking movement in this art form. Tim.
It was ballet.
Right. And with that, you're at $4,600, $1,000 off the lead. Sarah, though, goes first in Double Jeopardy right after this.
Call 1-800-BLUE-DOT. We'll come fix it on the spot.
You live in an on-demand world, so now you can take the Jeopardy test anytime you want. Lunch break, layover, or late night. The Jeopardy test is always ready, so you pick the time and place that works best for you. It's never been more convenient. You know you've got what it takes to be on Jeopardy. So take 13 minutes and change your life. Start your journey at Jeopardy.com whenever you're ready.
This is still anyone's game. Sarah, don't despair. Here are the categories for your selection in Double Jeopardy. Here's looking at you, Clid. Spy terms. 20th century authors. Land ho. Ho is going to come up in each correct response. H-O. Movie villain quotes. And finally, overlapping word combos. An example. An urgent appeal plus the absence of difficulty equals this polite request. So plea and ease will give you please. All right? Hope you have some sense now. Select.
Movie villain quotes for 400.
Hans Gruber, Alan Rickman. Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy? Tim?
What is Die Hard?
That's the movie.
Movie villain 2.
Max Cady, Robert De Niro. Counselor, come out. Come out wherever you are. Sarah?
What is Cape Fear?
That's the movie.
Movie quotes 800.
In 1999, Agent Smith, Hugo Weaving. I'm going to enjoy watching you die, Mr. Anderson. Tim?
What is The Matrix?
That's it.
Movie villain 16.
Terrence Fletcher, J.K. Simmons. Not quite my tempo. You're rushing. Why do you suppose I just hurled a chair at your head? Tim?
What is Whiplash?
Yeah.
Movie villain 12.
Annie Wilkes, Kathy Bates. I'm your number one fan. Sean?
What is Misery?
Yeah.
20th century authors for 1,200.
Chronicler of Broadway life, Alfred Runyon went by this middle name. It has more of a ring to it. Sarah.
What is Damon?
Yes.
20th century authors, 400.
Sick of this character who talks to animals, Hugh Lofting tried to end the series with him in the moon. Didn't work. Sean.
Who is Dr. Doolittle?
Yeah.
Authors for 800.
Norman Mailer's Miami and the Siege of Chicago reports on these events that happened in those cities in 1968. Sean.
What are national conventions?
Yes, Democratic and Republic.
20th century authors for 1600.
Known primarily for his crime novels, he started out writing Western tales like Hombre and 310 to Yuma. Sarah.
Who is Elmore Leonard?
Yes.
20th century authors for 2000.
John Fowles interrupts himself in this novel he wrote, commenting on the lives of the 1867 lovers at the heart of the action. Sarah?
What is The French Lieutenant's Woman?
You got it.
How about Land Ho for 400?
The name of this New Jersey city across the Hudson from Manhattan comes from Native American words meaning land of the tobacco pipe. Tim?
What is Hoboken?
Good.
Land Ho 16.
It's the state capital seen on the map here. Sarah.
What is Hobart?
Hobart, yes.
Land Ho 800?
La Santa Sede is the local version of this official name of Vatican City. Tim.
Was the seat of the saint?
No. Sarah.
What is the Holy See?
Holy See, yes, H-O, got to come up in each correct response.
Land Ho 1200?
Sapporo is the major city on this island. Sean.
What is Honshu?
No. Tim.
What is Hokkaido?
Hokkaido, yes.
Land Ho for 2.
Denmark and Germany long squabbled over the region known as Schleswig this. Schleswig Holstein. Tim, back to you.
Spy terms for 8.
Answer. Barely double. You're in second place.
3,000.
Anything related to espionage can be said to be this three-word term, a translation of de cap et d'épée.
What is cloak and dagger?
That's it.
Spy terms 12.
If you get caught up in this type of sweet trap, a seductive agent has gotten information from you. Sarah.
What is a honey trap?
Yes.
Spy terms 16.
An exhibitor at the Westminster Dog Show. Or a case officer directly responsible for an agent. Tim.
What is a handler?
Handler, right.
By terms two.
If the CIA issues this type of notice, they think you're unreliable, and they're letting others know you're persona non grata. Tim.
What is a burn notice?
Correct.
Overlapping words for 8.
An explosive plus a large body of water equal this old name for a city of India? Sean.
What is Bombay?
Bombay, right.
A word combos for 1,200.
A ring around the sun plus a country equal this royal ceremony? Sarah.
What is a coronation?
Good.
Overlapping word combos, 16.
To total up numbers, plus a chemise, equal this domicile. Sarah?
What is address?
Yes.
Overlapping word, 2,000.
An antler, plus a snare, equal this stinging creature. Tim?
It was a hornet.
Hornet, yes.
Here's looking at Euclid for 8.
Despite this title, Euclid's famous treatise is about geometry, not about chemical substances. Tim.
What is elements?
Yes.
Euclid for 12.
Children's author Crockett Johnson did a painting illustrating Euclid's proof of this famous theorem. Tim.
What is the Pythagorean?
That's right.
Euclid 16.
Euclid offered a solution to the problem of incommensurables, or these types of numbers of which pi is one. Tim.
What are irrational?
Yes.
Euclid for 2.
Answer. Daily double.
$6,000.
Oh, boy. All right. Euclid put in some time on the elliptical, and this German admirer of Euclid found it to be the shape of orbits.
Oh. Who is Copernicus?
No. Who is Kepler? Johannes Kepler. All right. You drop a bit. You're in second place. Go.
Euclid for 4.
Euclid was a teacher in this Egyptian city and made use of its famous library. Sean.
What is Alexandria?
Right.
Word combos for 400.
A place to grind grain plus the king of beasts equal this amount. Tim.
What is million?
Million. Now the last clue in spy terms. Also the title of a Call of Duty video game series. These colorful covert missions will be disavowed by your country. Tim.
What are Black Ops?
Yep. And with that, you move very close to the lead. Anybody's game? Here comes Final Jeopardy. Men and Machines. Uh-oh. Don't know what to make of that. We'll reveal the clue, and that'll help when we come back.
Post captioning sponsored in part by...
Governor Hogan's roadmap for recovery, but how long will it take? The phases in which we can expect small businesses to reopen.
Tracking rain and potential downpours. I'm breaking down which areas could see the heaviest rainfall and how long this wet weather will last.
The Geico Gecko gives a very dramatic reading of, I have a flat tire, to remind us about this emergency service from Geico. What is roadside assistance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
We deal with men and machines for our final today, and here is the clue. John Moore Brabazon, the first pilot licensed by England, had learned about engines working for this man. First half of a famous pair. 30 seconds. Good luck. Let's start in the middle with Sean Dugas. He had $8,000. And what did he write down? Who is support your libraries? Good idea. Incorrect, of course, but it'll cost you $79.98, leaving you with $2. Let's start with our champion now, Tim Lathan. He had $15,200. He wrote down, who is Rolls? Charles Rolls is correct. Rolls-Royce, that's the famous pair. It will add, oh boy, $15,200. $30,400 for Tim Lathan as we come to Sarah. She had $16,000. She could win it. Did she come up with Rolls? She did. Did she risk enough? She did. $15,000, $31,000. Looks like you had written down Aston and crossed it out.
I almost put us.
Well,
that would have been so wrong.
Hey, it worked out beautifully. You have $31,000 to enjoy this weekend. Come back and play again on Monday. And you join us then, too. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
When skin gets dry, it shows. Goldbond Radiance Renewal is made for visibly dry skin. Our triple blend of moisturizers help prevent dry skin all day. Goldbond.
Inside out, gotta figure it out. I'm feeling good, and it feels good.
SunSweet Amazing Prunes and Prune Juice. The feel-good fruit.
Itchy skin distracting you? Cortisone 10. Works fast, and relief lasts 10 full hours. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
I'm out of clubs.